There is a cost, a deep cost, a high price tag for being a disciple of Jesus Christ. This is not going to feel like a feel-good message. I'm going to get to some hope. Had to work for it, but you just have to stay with me in the not-so-feel-good stuff, okay? The high price of discipleship, of what it costs to be a disciple, is self. To be a true disciple of Jesus Christ, it will cost us everything. I wish I could tell you, it will cost you some of the things. Like, you know that sin and shame and guilt that you don't like in your life? Yeah, just give that to Him, you're good. You know the struggles and the burdens and the things that you worry over? Things you don't like? Yeah, just give that to Him and you're good. Like, that's the cost. We would do that all day, every day. To give Him all the bad stuff and not the good stuff. Because what we want to do is say, okay, God, You can have the things I can't control. I'll hang on to the things I can control. And when I can't control them anymore, I'll give them to You. And we think that that's Christian. But discipleship costs us everything. Our goals, our desires, our ambitions, our thoughts, our choices. There will come a moment where all of it will be on the line. And I know this because they're the words of Jesus. In Mark's Gospel, the 8th chapter, verse 34, Jesus says this. It says, "Then He called the crowd to Him along with His disciples and said, 'Whoever wants to be My disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross and follow Me.'" I think when the disciples heard this, they had to have a sticker shock value. You know when you see something and you're like, I would really like to have that, and then you see the price tag on it and you think, I ain't ever going to have that. The price is way too high. And anybody who can afford that, they're a little bit crazy for paying that price, even if they have it. I think this was one of these moments where the crowds and the disciples heard the high price tag of being a disciple of Jesus, and they think that is way too high. I think the crowds probably thought to themselves, I wonder if we can negotiate the price. Like when Jesus said, deny yourself, He doesn't actually mean deny yourself or deprive yourself of something. Like He means treat other people nicely the way you would want to be treated, but don't make any sacrifices, you know, for this cause, this church thing. Let's negotiate the price down. Let's be realistic. I think they probably said, you know, Jesus, He always liked to speak in metaphors, parables. I think the cross is just a metaphor. He surely doesn't mean capital punishment. He surely doesn't mean sit on the hot seat. He surely doesn't mean to have lethal injection for the cause of Christ. No, the cross, it's just a metaphor of, you know, the Romans and how they like to... He doesn't actually mean you might have to lose your life and give your life to Him. See, the crowds of people will always say the cost is too high to pay, because they've never experienced the reward that happens when you pay it. They can only see how high the price is, and they say, not for me. Some of us would fall into the crowd category today. You hear the call of discipleship. You hear the call of the gospel, and you would say, too high. Too high. When I have more of blank, then I will do blank. That's what disciples say. The cost is too... That's what the crowd say. The cost is too high. Then you have the disciples. I think they would have heard this a little bit differently. They would hear, deny yourself, take up your cross and follow Me. And they would have a struggle with the first words Jesus says, whoever. What do you mean, Jesus, whoever wants to be Your disciple? Jesus, in case you forgot, we've been following You for 2 years, dude. Let me remind you of the cost we've already paid. We've left our jobs, we've left our families to follow You. What do you mean if you want to be My disciple? We are already Your disciples because the proof is in the pudding. And when You say we must deny ourselves and take up our cross and follow You, Jesus, we've already given You everything. We can't give You anymore. some of us hear that in that call. We're tired. We're weary. We give everything that we know to give to the cause of Christ. And boy, that harvest and that reward sometimes is slow in coming. Sometimes we never see it. And we hear Jesus telling us to deny ourselves, to take up the cross and follow Him. And we say, Jesus, can we see the pre-owned section instead? Like, I don't mean overly used, I mean gently used. Like, they lost all the value because they bought it brand new and traded it in 2 years later. That's when I swoop in and get the 90% new vehicle, but I lose part of the cost. Because Jesus, I'm 90% there. I thought I was 100, but You're telling me it will cost me my life. Man, I'm there. But you know how you overcome the cost of something? With a good sales pitch. And a good sales pitch has two qualities. Number one, it's honest. It will not deny the problems. It will not deny the cost. I've not denied you of that today. Number two, it will change the focus. The focus from the high price tag to the reward. See, there's two rewards with this thing. The first reward is this: if we choose not to deny ourselves, I just want to be clear, and I think most of us will know this, if we don't deny ourselves, self will destroy our life. When we allow self to sit on the ownership seat of our hearts, we will always make choices that will self-destruct us. You just give it time. You just give it time. We've all done it. If you haven't done it, you wouldn't be in church today because you wouldn't need this place. Self is like a ticking time bomb that so long as we let it rule in our life, it will destroy our finances, it will destroy our relationships, it will destroy our jobs, it will destroy every place we go. Because as I heard one preacher go, he said one of the problems is that wherever you go, you go. You take you with you. And if what he's saying is, when self is still ruling and we take self into every situation, we think the problem's always with everybody else, but we got to get self out of the driver's seat. So the first cost is, if we don't deny ourselves, we will self-destruct long enough. The second, and this is what I want to get to, is the reward part. See, we're scared by the price tag because you don't know the benefit that's in it yet. So he says, deny yourself, take up your cross and follow me. You know what the cross is? It's a symbol of suffering. It's a symbol of suffering. You know what's so difficult about the cross? I think the most difficult thing for Jesus was not the pain that he endured, though it be great. You know why I think Jesus suffered on that cross? It was found in a single statement. My God, why have you forsaken me? Here's the suffering. When we follow a God who has the power to change our suffering but chooses not to. That's the cross. It's not the endurance of difficult situations. That is suffering, but that's not the suffering of the cross. It's when we are following a God who has the power to change our situation, and he doesn't. And we follow him anyway. That's tough. But here's what I know about the cross. Jesus forever changed the story of that kind of following. Because behind the cross, there's a resurrection. Can I put it to you another way? It's relatively springtime, and some of you may have planted a garden, some of you may have planted flowers, but even if you buy them at the store, you know how everything starts. It starts with a seed. And you know what you do with that seed? You put it in the ground. You're going to be glad you came to church today. And you know what happens to that seed? I use this at funerals all the time. There's two parts of a seed. There's an outer shell that has to decay so that the inner shell, the seed itself, can come out and sprout. But while that shell is dying, you, the one who planted the seed, can't see what's happening in the ground. Now, you're not with me. I'll keep working. But one day, it will come out of the ground, and what you see will be different than what you put in. So when we follow Jesus and we're following Him, denying ourselves, saying, God, it's not my choice, it's yours. It's not my plan, it's your plan. And when we're following Him and He's not changing our suffering, even though we know we can, we say, God, this ain't a good plan. That wasn't the right choice. Can we take a detour? Hello? Here's what He's saying. All you can see is the seed that's disappeared. All you can see is what you've lost. All we can see is what it's cost us. What you can't see is that the next time you see it, it will be different than the way you put it into the ground. It will be different than when you lost it. It will be different than when you paid the price. Because Jesus knows something you and I don't know. Here it is. Each man, each person, each woman have been appointed to die once and then face the judgment. The very next verse after this, I don't have it up there, just trust me. It says, whoever tries to save his or her life, what will happen? They will lose it. But whoever loses his or her life for my sake and the gospel, they will save it. Let me help you. Jesus knows something you and I don't know. And here it is. Let's be real. Every one of us at one point or another, we will lose something in life that we don't want to lose. And at one point or another, we will lose our life even if we don't want to lose our life yet. And if we only keep self on the ownership seat of our heart and we lose it without Him, it will be lost forever without saving. But Jesus knows on the other end of this thing that when what we have lost, when we're willing to pay the price now, that when we get to the end of it, everything that's been lost, everything that was put into the ground that we can't see, that we no longer have, when we get to the other side of it, it will be saved. And what we will see is that it will come out better on the other side than it ever got put in back there. If we could only see what will come out of the ground, we would never have a problem putting it in the ground. If we could only see the profit, we would never worry about paying the cost. Can I tell you where He finishes this hard passage? He says that I tell you the truth that some of you who are standing here today, that you will not die before you see the kingdom of God come in all of its power. The only thing that I know He could be talking about is the cross. Because after the cross, they start to die. It wasn't before He returned and made all this stuff right. So what He's saying is that you will not die before you see how this works. You will think it's Friday, but on the other side of Friday, there will be Sunday. But the only way to get to Sunday is by going through Friday. So disciples are people, very simply, who follow Jesus and trust that what He says will happen, it will happen. Can I tell you, this is what separates people. Oh, this is the hard part right here. Can I just remind you one thing? Keep following Him, no matter the cost. Because the cost will always be worth the price. You may not see it. You may not know it. It may not look right. It may be Friday for a long time, but Friday will not last forever. It may look like everything you've lost, you put it in the ground and it's not going to come up. I promise you, it will come up. And when it does, it will be better. It will be in a way that's so different than the way it went into the ground. Joy, can I help you? I'm going to single you out. Morgan, you can attest to this because you've been through it a little bit, right? You get into college. You keep following Him. I know you will. But I want you to know it won't be easy. I want you to know there'll be times you have to pay the price. I want you to know every time you do, it'll be worth it. I want you to know that when boys come around, send them to me first. Sorry. I just want you to know the reality of it. Everybody in this room can testify to that men are always slower in maturing. You'll have to deal with a lot of immature people. I'm there for both of you now. Until you will realize this, and there'll be heartaches and there'll be heartbreaks. I just want you to know that's not the end of the story. You keep following, you keep waiting, and there'll be somebody who will come that will swoop you away that you'll say, oh man, this was better than I ever saw or imagined. But you just keep paying the price You keep following now. The reward's coming on the other side. It'll be the same way with jobs. You'll go through classes. You'll go through jobs. They stink. You'll be paying a lot of money for stinky classes. And you won't understand it. But you'll get on the other side and you'll say it was all worth it because God blessed it. Amen.